Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello and welcome to Fifth Dimensional Living. I am Charlie Gee and I will be hosting for Diana Bachberger today. She is out, so welcome. And I hope everyone's having a magnificent day. And let's get started. Today I chose to call this show Love Unleashed. As lightworkers, know that we have been working to strive to reach those levels of consciousness of the vibrational energy of love. And so now it's time to allow that to be unleashed. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also, I would like to let everyone know that I don't have the chat room open. What it told me was that they're working on the issue, so I apologize that the chat room is not opened, but you can call in today at 646-200-4169. I'd love to take your calls, and let's chat and see how this unfolds. And that's exactly what happens when we are on this journey, is just to see how life unfolds. When we start unleashing ourselves, we open ourselves to see how the universe and how source energy is all going to unfold in our lives. So, as I was mentioning, I would like to talk about Love Unleashed. You know, as the human race, what I have learned over the years is that the perception of love for people has changed. When I first stepped onto this path of the spirituality and learning what a lot of things were going on in this universe was, I always thought that humans wanted love. They wanted love in their life. And as I was walking on this path and meeting different people, being in different relationships, whether romantic or just friends or family members, I realized that people, at first I thought I was kind of a little confused, because here I was under the impression that everyone wanted love in their life, but their actions and their behaviors was showing differently. So I went on a journey of learning what this was all about. And on this journey, what I learned was that I was correct. Everybody does want love in their life. But their perception of what love is has changed over our lifetimes. We look at human love of what we've been programmed with the romance, the love, the saying, I love you. But what I had learned, too, is that a lot of times those come with strings. They come with strings. When people say the words, I love you, it comes with a string a lot of times. It also, it's the energy that is behind those words. Sometimes just those words, I love you, could be very empty. There was no real meaning of the energy that was put behind those. They were empty words. I also learned that there is times when people would say, I love you, and the energy there was true. But what happened was, is people didn't quite know how to receive this love. Okay, so there was lots of different perceptions of what love really is. And as I continued on this journey and I started working on my own self and knowing of giving love out. A lot of us are able to give love, but it's really difficult sometimes for us to receive love. Believe it or not, it is easier for people to give love than it is to receive it back, because we have had these misperceptions of what love is, that receiving it, we're always wondering. And then when we do open up ourselves to receive love from another, or from another source of however it may show up, there is the chances that we are protecting ourselves, because we don't want to be hurt. A lot of people have the perception that love hurts. I think there's even a saying that love hurts. It's a song, actually. Love hurts. And so it really is a different perception. And like I said, as I was walking on this journey and I learned more and more about love and I was changing my vibration, I ran across so many different things. And what happened is that I found myself, as I was giving love, people, like I said, didn't know how to receive it. They didn't know how to receive it. So what happened was I would learn to close myself off. I started holding my love back because I would only give a little at a time, because that's what love, people were only allowing themselves to receive, was a little at a time. And when I love full out. I was loving full out. And I had to learn that a lot of people didn't know how to handle it. You know, they did not know how to handle it. So what happened over the years is that I was holding love back. I started holding back, waiting to see where somebody's level of receiving was. And what happened was that was holding me back. I was holding love back. And as I was clearing out my own inner baggage, letting go, releasing and releasing, I was going up into those levels of consciousness and the vibrational level of the love energy, which is a totally different kind of love than what the human love is. The love energy of Source is, you know, there is no language in the human language of any that I know of that can really share with you how this vibrational love energy is. The best thing for me to share with you is if you want to experience this, then ask Source. Open yourself up to receiving and ask Source to give you the experience of what Source love energy is, that you would like to experience the feeling of what this Source love energy really is. And as you work on opening yourself up, because it is work. I'm not going to lie to you. It is work, because it depends on how much baggage you have. You know, children, there's no work. But, you know, I used to say if you're over the age of 16, you get baggage. Now my thing has been that if you're over the age of 8, 9, 10, more likely nowadays you have baggage that needs to be cleared from yourself to be able to receive. Because not only can we have a hard time receiving human love, we have a hard time receiving Source love energy, because it's the worthiness. And as you grow and as you release the energy and you ask to receive and know the feeling and the experience, because this is the thing too. How do you know what Source love energy is if you haven't experienced it? Many people have been hearing about it, but they don't actually know what it feels like. So how do you know what it feels like? And so ask Source. You may not be able to hold that vibration for a length of time, but at least you will get the feeling and the knowing of what it truly feels like. And once you feel it, there's no turning back. I'm sorry, you just keep going and going until you're able to hold that vibrational energy of Source love energy. And so what happens is, as we're holding back our human love and not being able to receive, and we're working on receiving love Source energy, we're releasing, that love Source energy goes in and it keeps pouring in and keeps pouring in and keeps pouring in, and you keep holding it longer and longer and longer until you finally come to a point that you no longer can hold love in anymore, that you unleash yourself finally. And it is the most freeing feeling of all, is to free yourself of the chains and the ropes and the strings that we have been programmed with in our world of holding in love energy. And we're holding love back. And when you truly, finally unleash yourself and allow yourself to truly burst open, it basically, it's just like you just burst through these chains and you allow more and more of source love energy in, you no longer can hold back your human love. You can, it's not possible. Now, what happens with others is that they may not be able to handle it right away, but what you're going to find yourself being is that it doesn't matter. You're still going to be you, and you're not going to hold back anymore. And either they will grow and learn to feel that love and allow that love in as well, or they, you know, they may have to take another journey until they're ready to actually receive it. But you will find yourself that, okay, there's no holding back anymore. And that's where we have to get to our journey of life if we're going to be the vessel for the new, if we're going to truly walk our talk, is allowing ourselves to unleash ourselves with love. Yes, people may question you. They may make comments to you. They may look at you suspiciously. They may feel that there is some hidden agenda behind you because they're not sure what your energy is about. They're not sure what this love really, really is about. They may feel that they kind of walk on eggshells. And the thing is because they are working on themselves and Source is helping them to open themselves to receive this love. Because true love, Source energy, is not human love. It's not human love. It's a totally different vibrational energy. And when you fill yourself up, you can ask to fill yourself up. Fill yourself up like you've always had it. Because we actually have. We just have clouded ourselves and not allowing ourselves to actually truly feel it and to receive it. Because basically it comes down to our old programmings and it comes down to our worthiness. And when you finally unleash yourself, it is magnificent. And there's no turning back. You will not put back the chains. You will continue to flow and to go, flow and go, and be in this energy. We do have a caller, and we'll continue with this conversation in just a moment. So let's take our caller first, see if I can get, if the mic's going to work here. Here we go. Hello, area code 845. You're on the air. What is your name?
Hello, I'm Bob. I'm in Newburgh, New York, about 65 miles north of New York City.
Okay. Hello, Bob from New York. How can we help you today?
I am enjoying the show. I was led here, I guess. Had no intentions of coming here, but I was kind of led here about 18 minutes before the show started.
So, oh, really? Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so how...
But so what, I'm enjoying the subject... the subject area that you're talking about is something that I've had to deal with the last 2.5 years, a little more than that.
Okay.
I got into spirituality about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. And, okay, so you stepped on this path. Okay.
But
so
I stepped in it when I traveled around the sun 66 times, so I've been around the sun 68 times and a little more. So,
well, that's okay. It doesn't matter when you step on, as long as you're on.
Well, I had no idea why I had the kind of life I had, but I'm not going to go through all of that. But I will say that I had an encounter. I wouldn't say an encounter, but I had an experience with synchronicity and not knowing what it was all about. when I was about 35 years old. And everything just fell right into my lap like it was perfectly timed. I wasn't thinking about doing anything. It just one thing led to another, and doors opened all over. In other words, when you don't plan anything, you just go to God, ask Him to help you out. You know, that's what I did at that time. And without realizing it, it was almost like immediate. But I had a bout with love. I had a bout with it. I really didn't know what it was. And I may not really truly know what it is, but I will say that I am very, very, very close to consciousness, the Creator. I had met a spiritual teacher 2.5 years ago. That's how I've become involved with spirituality. He said he had a special message for me, and I said, I'm willing to listen. And everything's been going on since then. But are you very adept? Do you receive information from your spiritual guide or from Metatron or Kryon or others?
I do receive messages. I'm very highly intuitive, yes.
I wanted to know if you can give me a verification on something that I've been asked to do.
Okay. And who has asked you?
Pardon me?
Who asked you to do something?
Well, my spiritual teacher asked me to do something, and I'm getting confirmation from my spiritual guide and also from Metatron. I do have meetings with them at a round table, Metatron and Kryon, for something that I didn't want to hear about and felt kind of shaky about when I first heard about it. But I just need some verification to see if I'm being misled, if it's really them or not. This is it. The message I received is that diseases are going to be rampant starting now for the next 5 years, especially the Black Plague in the western half of the United States. They want me to go to a particular state, and handle the situation there, although Metatron is going to release his angels and help me take care of the situation. The other situation is, when I heard this, I couldn't believe my my intuition. 13 out of 14 people are leaving Earth in the next 5 years. I said, "What?"
Let's address this one little part at a time. One part is before when you first asked if you want if the message you was receiving was correct. The first word I heard was no. Okay, so let's get some clarification. What it is you're getting messages that part of it is correct and part of it is not quite how you are interpreting it.
Okay.
Because what happens is that sometimes we get messages to allow ourselves to know what's going to be happening, and we're getting messages that of what's happening in other of all the dimensions, and it doesn't necessarily mean how it's supposed to be actually here on this planet or what we are to do. We're just receiving. Okay, so the information about disease is going to be rampant on this planet. It already has been. It already has been. And is there people going to be checking out? Absolutely. People have been checking out. And over the next, actually up until, things aren't going to actually start really being in true source until like 2032. So what's happening is lots of people are going to be leaving the planet. They already are. If you notice the last couple of years, people are checking out right and left because they can't handle the density of the planet anymore and this new energy that has been coming in, and they have to do the work, and they have not been wanting to do the work. So people are leaving, and the reason is because this world will be completely fully conscious in the next 20 or so years. So if they're not going to do the work, they are leaving, yes. That is for sure.
Okay,
about you moving to another state, I don't get that you're leaving the state. I don't get you're leaving New York. Okay. You said what had happened is a state. Listen to the words, okay? You're leaving the state, okay, moving to a different state. What that means is you're moving and leaving the state of consciousness that you're presently at this moment. Does that make sense? Okay, so when you get the message that you have to really ask questions, okay, does that actually mean that I'm physically moving, or you're leaving the state of consciousness of where you're presently at? You are leaving there, yes, and you will be going into a higher state of consciousness yourself.
When you do that,
what happens is you're going to start transforming the different and removing the different vibrational energies that create diseases from your own self. And what that does too, that helps others, because the more you release things, those vibrational energies, because actually there's no such thing as disease. It's not. It's the consciousness of us that holds that in our holds those diseases.
Well, I have some.
There's really no true such thing. So you're actually leaving the state of consciousness of where you're presently at. I don't get you physically moving, but you will be helping the planet and helping others as you transform into higher states of consciousness.
Because the last message I received is that money will be deposited into one of my accounts. Now, how would they know which account? I never told anyone.
True. You don't have to. Source knows everything.
Well,
okay.
That's what I'm beginning to pick up. Yeah. I just can't
Source
believe
knows
this.
Source knows everything, absolutely. And the one set of us that are going to be holding these higher vibrations for our planet and that are changing and raising into these love vibration and holding these vibrations, yes, money is going to be very strong for all of us. Okay.
Well, I hear it's coming from people like part of the cabal, things like that, things I don't really understand. I'm saying it's not going to be produced or counterfeited. It'll actually come from other sources.
Absolutely.
And you know, bad sources. You know, I was assured that light, now called aqua energy, that's what I'm told it's called, is fully in charge now. And darkness is fighting back with only a third of the energy. Where it had 80% of the energy before, it's only got a third of the energy now. So it's still fighting
right.
back. But I understand that aqua energy
absolutely.
Is just tearing
absolutely.
Things down. And that's how some of my account would be filled up. But I was told to prepare for it. You know, so I look every
yes.
day.
and that is exactly what you are to do, is prepare yourself. And what does that mean? What does that mean to prepare yourself? That means that you continue to work on yourself of being able to receive those higher vibrational energies so when it comes, you are prepared. You are ready to receive it.
Okay. But okay. What does the 13 okay. out of 14 mean? What does that mean? 13 out of 14 will be gone in 5 years. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, that's because a lot of people are checking out. A lot of people are leaving the planet. And that doesn't always mean that they are actually physically leaving. That means that they may decide to, I don't know if you've ever heard of walk-ins, that means that they may decide to, if they have a healthy body and they don't want to be here, their spirit can actually leave that body and another body come, another spirit walk in and take the body, which is, it's an arrangement and it's called walk-ins. So that doesn't actually mean that the physical people will die, but it means that their spirit may change out. Because they're, and they, one spirit, it could also mean that a spirit is deciding that, okay, their lessons are done and they don't want to be here anymore. And another spirit that has lessons that maybe are ready to move up into the higher vibration and to bring this planet all the way to where it needs to be will step into the body. And then, and how does that happen? How does that happen? They can go to sleep and all of a sudden wake up and be in a different be gone, that spirit gone. And a lot of people won't even notice it. But what they will notice on the physical level, people will go, man, you just don't seem like yourself. You know, what's going on with you? Why are you acting this way? And that spirit won't even be consciously aware of that they just walked into a new body and they're just like here. They'll just be going, well, I don't know. You know, I don't feel like myself right now. You know, so on a physical level, they won't know the difference. But if you are conscious and completely aware, you'll see when spirits walk in. You'll see it. Oh, I see it all the time. I'm going, oh, and I do not walk into places that says, you know, like beauty shops will say, walk-ins welcome. Ooh, I looked at that. Go, nope, not going in there. So no. Because you
that
have to learn, you have to learn to see, stop thinking like a human. You have to learn to stop thinking like a human.
Well, I was told yesterday by my spiritual leader, get out of the box. You're thinking like a human being. Now,
okay, so I just could. You want a confirmation?
When
you wanted a confirmation
that,
today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's saying I've got the power. I'm getting the gifts that I'll be
mm-hmm.
receiving, along with
mm-hmm.
the other 625 of us that are on Earth right now. Now, we're supposed to go out and get more people that are ready. We're called Newman, and there are new men in waiting out there waiting for us to find them and then take them through the Newman Rite, and they'll
yeah,
become
that,
a Newman.
That I would stop listening to a lot of this stuff and work on just yourself of Source and
uh-huh.
asking Source what it is you need to do, because this is what I know
right.
about Source too. You don't need to go find anyone. Source has got everything handled, and when you're ready, Source will bring you the people that you need to be with.
I think so. I think that also.
I know so. I know so.
That's why I asked you
who's been telling you, because this is the thing. Source does not ask you to go do anything. Okay? Source is there to help you on your journey and for you to reach the levels of consciousness. And when you can reach and be able to hold love vibration, hold peace,
mm-hmm.
the peace vibration, the joy vibration for no reason at all on the outside world, and reaching levels of bliss and enlightenment, you're helping people right there. Okay,
right.
And that's all you need to do is your own journey. And the Source needs to bring somebody into your life when you're ready, then Source will bring it. When you're ready and when that other person's ready, you don't have to go find anyone. You're just here to enjoy your life, to live in a new way of thinking, which you have to get out of the ways of human thinking.
Well, one thing my teacher did tell me, that I am very prime right now to start receiving. And,
okay, receiving the energy. What you're receiving is you're receiving new energies. And the more energy, new energies that you're receiving, the more you'll be clearing more of your baggage within yourself as well, because it has to have a clean vessel. You cannot take any old...
What are you confirming? What are you confirming?
Confirming that you need to stop. Confirming that you need to stop thinking like a human, and start thinking differently.
I'm still trying to figure out what he said. I'm still trying to figure out what he's talking about. I've heard of the out of the box thing, but to stop thinking like a human. I am a human.
So you ask
I'm a spirit.
You're in a human body.
So the brain's doing most of the things. Is that what you're saying?
You need to start thinking like source. And any kind of messages you get does not usually mean what you normally think it does. It means something different. You have to look at it. Look at it as a movie. Look at it as a movie that, okay, what's behind the scenes before it actually is seen in the theater? What needs to happen? What's happening behind the scenes? And that's what your messages are more about than what, because it hasn't reached the physical movie theater yet. And the physical is the movie theater.
Okay, where do you get your information from? How do you know so much about spiritualism?
How do I know? Well, Source called me, and I tried to hang up the phone and said no. And I, so Source put me, I was one of those souls that when it was my time, it was my time, and there was no hanging up the phone. And I had to leave everything behind, and I lived like a monk by Source. I worked with the archangels and the ascended masters for many years, and now I just directly work with Source. And it's been quite a journey. So, and the information I receive comes directly from Source itself.
Okay. Do you refer to Source as consciousness creator?
Consciousness, creator, God, whatever name, universe, whatever name you want to call it.
Okay. Have you ever read a book entitled Thinking and Destiny by Harold Baldwin Percival?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first book I was instructed to read and study. And
right.
It was very, very spiritual all the way through. And
there's a lot of books out there.
There's nothing
on the shelves today that I would read anymore, because now I just get all my information straight up.
Exactly. This is what I've been warned about. Thank you.
Because everything is, you know, you're very welcome. It's been a pleasure, and just continue on your journey. And if you want to know what it means to stop thinking like a human, then what do? You ask Source to give you some help with this. And to make things more clear, ask, and you will be given.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay. You too. Blessings to you.
Thank you. I'll continue listening. I'll hang
up.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So that was magnificent. It sounds like this gentleman is on a magnificent journey of self-discovery and learning. And there's so much information out there, so much information. The information that, you know, I did Earth Angels Radio here since 2008, and a lot of the archives, all the shows are there are on the archives, so you can always go back and listen to them. All of our hosts has been doing shows, and you will find it's amazing. You know, I haven't went back to listen to my shows myself, but I have. I can look back and I can see where I started from learning and having all these questions and all of this information, and where I am at today. And when And the change is just unbelievable. And like I was mentioning, you start really unleashing yourself more and more. You start seeing things so much more clear. You don't even have to go to get confirmation from others. You already know. And that's where you're headed. That's exactly where you're headed. Not only are you reaching those vibrational energies of love, joy, peace, and then learning to hold them, because many people have experienced these vibrational energies and the bliss. I lived in a state of bliss consciousness for over a year. I could call on it anytime I wanted to, and I could just say, remove the veil, boom, here, and I would be there. And I could drive, I could be out, and be in that state of consciousness anytime I desired. And as I continued on my journey and happened to release more, just like a hot air balloon, you know, the more sandbags you let go of, the higher your balloon goes. All right? And so that's what you're doing, is as you're unleashing your love and unleashing yourself from these higher vibrational energies, you're letting go of these sandbags, you're going higher and higher into your consciousness until you come to pure consciousness, because that's what you are, is pure consciousness. And what you're striving to is you get into the knowing, 100% knowing and 100% trusting. Now, at every time you think you're there, you need to think again, because Source is going to give you some, okay, are you really there? And boom, something will come up and you'll be questioning, or the doubt or the guilt or the something will pull you back down, pull your balloon back down into those lower vibrations. And all you do is you keep clearing. You keep clearing. It gets easier. It does. It really does. Because you just start looking at it going, damn, okay, got a little bit more, a little dust bunny. And I've talked about this for many, many years. Just a little dust bunny, a little cobweb in the corner. And you clean it out. And then you can raise yourself back up into that vibrational energy. And you get into the state of knowing. As you continue, and what you are getting through, you're going to go through things. You're going to go through the dark nights of the soul. You're going to cross, you got to cross through. You have to cross through the gates. And, you know, I wish I could tell you it's easy, but it's not. And I've heard other teachers, spiritual leaders, speak about this as well, and it's true. Because I've done it myself. But as you go ahead and you do, and then you get to that state of where you can completely unleash yourself in your knowing, you have the 100% knowing. You have to get to 100% knowing. You cannot take anything old with you. I had a dream a while back as I was going through the gates here, and everything was being, I was told everything had to go. Everything had to go. And I said, oh, but they said, you can take, what do you want, what do you need? And I said, I just need my identity. I'm going to take my identity. All right? So in the dream, that's what I did. And then as I awakened through my day again, I realized, wait a minute, I can't take my identity. My identity has to go too. Everything about me had to leave. And that's not, I'm not talking about in the physical, I'm talking about in their consciousness. Any old feelings, any pains, any hurts, anything that you're holding on to, anything has to go. It has to go. You have to release it. And as you go through the dark nights of the soul, going through the gates, and they are, you know, this is funny, is each time I was raising higher levels of consciousness, I would hear the words, gates of hell, and I would go, no, 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 I'm not going to go through that. But sure enough, guess what? I did, because I was going through, I was opening a new gate within my own consciousness and releasing more and more. And it was gates of hell, absolutely it was, because I kept saying, no, I'm not going through the gates of hell, I'm going through the gates of heaven, I'm going through the gates of heaven. But it was the old stuff still continuing to leave for me until I finally got passed through those gates And I did. And I was able to get to those higher vibrations, and not only just get there, but to stay there, to live with my heart fully open, to live in that state of vibrational energy. And you don't take people physically there. You have to honor where other people's at. Like I said, they may not be ready for when you unleash your unleash yourself in love. They may not be ready to unleash any parts of it. You may be too much for them, but that's okay. Allow them to have their journey, but continue. You won't be able to hold yourself back anymore. Once you unleash this time, you won't be able to hold yourself back. You will walk unleashed in this world, and it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling, and nothing can hurt you. Nothing can stop you and touch you anymore, and that is where you are headed. You are headed into a new world. And once you get a taste of it, you can't go back, guys. You just want to get in that balloon and you just want to go higher and higher. Yes, you may see the mountaintop and the peaks. And you know what? You may go, wow, but I want to go higher. I want to go up above the clouds. And so you release more of those baggage and your balloon will float out even higher. And that is where you will get to and you will stay. And it's those little things that keeps pulling you down that has those strings because you haven't unleashed yourself yet. So keep working on unleashing yourself. How do you know you did it? You'll know, guaranteed. And I look forward to hearing your stories of when, wow, I really did it. Wow, I honestly made it through this and I did unleash myself. And now I can completely be me. I can completely just be you. And that is where you are going. You're going to those higher states of consciousness. You're going to your true self. And that is where you want to be at, is when you can actually stand there and say, I am me. The most magnificent thing in this world is you. You are the treasure. You are the gift. And when you unleash yourself in the love vibration, you glow. You glow like the sun. You glow like the sun. And nothing can put out the sun. They may bring a cloud going past it, but guess what? The sun still shines, doesn't it? Nothing stops the sun. And nothing's going to stop you once you decide to continue on knowing. Yes, a lot of you are faced with illnesses. And there will be a lot of souls that choose to leave this planet. They're already choosing. If you look around, they're already leaving. But they will reincarnate again once the planet has truly transformed, they will reincarnate and be back here again. And that's what a lot of them are choosing to do. But that doesn't mean that you're not taking them with you in your heart. That's where you take them with you. It's the ones that are in your heart is the ones that will go with you. On the physical, you allow them to have their own journey. But you can take them with you in your heart. If they choose to come with you on the physical, that's even greater to have someone standing next to you. Animals, I want to address the animals real quick, too, before we end today's show. I'm not doing an hour and a half like Diane does. This was a surprise today. I got a call last night that she wasn't able to do the show, so I chose to make a little bit of time today. But the animals are all going. Stop worrying about them. Love them. Send them that loving vibrational energy. The animals that came here to help us, they came here to help us. There's lots of things that are happening to the animals, but the animals are here to help us. Hold them in a state of high bliss consciousness, of love. Hold them in that love, and they will clear things faster than you can imagine. They are here to protect you. They are here to love you, and they are here to help us. So love them back. Cherish them if you can. If you got little ones, pay attention. A lot of the animals are actually taking on some of their humans' diseases. Talk to your animals, guys. Tell them, mentally talk to them and tell them that they don't need to do this, that you can do it because you're strong. You can take it because a lot of the animals are taking on any of the fears, any of the illnesses, any of the emotions that their human master is not dealing with. Because the if you have it, Source knows that you can handle it. So it's time for you to deal with it so your little loved one, four-legged loved ones, don't have to. Okay? So talk to them. You know, sit down, talk to them, mentally talk to them, and let them know that you can handle it. You're going to deal with it now, and they know all you need from them is to be healthy and loving and be there. Just be there, because that's so magnificent when they are there standing, because they are completely unleashed in their love, and they are here for us. So be there for them. So, anyways, that's all I'm going to talk about at this time. I will be doing some more shows soon, and you will all know when that is the right time. So many blessings, everyone. Diane will be back with you next week. Dr. Michael Rice will be here shortly with the Mind Shifters Radio. We have Dr. Nydia and Michael tomorrow. Dr. Nydia and Joanne Buckner, Beauty Shop for the Soul, will all be there on Sunday. So please check out all the different shows here at Blog Talk Radio. All these wonderful, great hosts have been so magnificent about sharing with you all the information that they have been receiving over the years. They have been working on themselves. It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. But I have to let you know, it does get easier. Because you get to the place where nothing is going to hold you back anymore, and you're going to be a being unleashed. Isn't that wonderful? A being unleashed. So many blessings, much love, and I look forward to hearing from you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to This Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.